Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast. I am your host, per usually, Bubba McComb, a.k.a. Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. The Wondrous Wizard, a.k.a. Jay and Silent Bob. Today, I bring you another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast, sponsored by Kova Coffee Roasters. Please head over to kovacoffee.com and use code COVA5 for $5 off your purchase. And let me know you did it so I can send you a personal shout out. Let me know how the coffee is, and we'll get you posted on their Instagram, and it'll be a fun time. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest. She is everything but mediocre at what she does, and I'm very excited to have an artist of this stature here. Please put a metaphorical hand together for Miss Ashlyn Victoria. Yay. To hear all that applause? Deafening. Yay! It's fucking yes. Deafening. Yeah, I can hear the listeners losing their mind right now. Yeah. Shit, Ashlyn Victoria. So yes, yeah. Ashlyn, thank you so much for coming. I hope you're having a good day so far. For people who don't know, she is a musical artist out of Phoenix, Arizona. You also do dance choreography or something of the sort as well, too, right?
Yeah,
it's like a freestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's very good at both. She has a single out right now on Spotify under Ashlyn. Is it A-S-H? Is there a V in there?
So just my Instagram handle the V, but it's Ashlyn Victoria.
Yeah. Ashlyn Victoria on Spotify. Please go listen to that. And it's Ego, right? Is the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ego by Ashlyn Victoria. If you don't listen to it, you know, just know that you're not living your best life and you could be doing a better job. And I'm just here trying to make your day better. So you should probably listen to me and her. So thank you again so much for coming. Very excited to have you on. I feel like I haven't had like a musician on in a while. It's been a few episodes, so this is a nice little switch up.
Sweet, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been having a lot of comedians on here, which has been fun, but like comedians are always like on with the funny stuff, you know?
Right.
It's just
right.
Like, it's nice to just be like, okay, let's talk to an artist that's not like, oh, fucking, I'm trying to be funny all the time. And I'm not saying anyone on the podcast has been like that, but speaking with comedians majorly can get tiring.
You know?
So this is going to be very nice. So before we get started, I want to know how in the fuck in the first place you got started with music. Like, has it been something you've been doing since you were a kid? Like, did you perform in any other way before you started singing? When did you even know you could sing? Like, when did this all come about? Please give us the breakdown.
Man, so I would say it's crazy. The earliest that I can actually document is 5 years old. That's when I knew that I wanted to sing.
Okay.
It was like my kindergarten, like, how you fill out like the about me on your first day.
Yeah, like a time capsule type shit.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So mine was just like, my name is Ashlyn Chavez and I am 5 years old, something, something. I like to sing. And I was like, holy shit. I found that in my grandma's like storage one time.
So
and I was
cool.
Like, holy shit. But yeah. And honestly, I've been singing ever since I can remember.
Okay.
Literally. And, but the biggest inspiration for me was my dad. Like
he's a musician as well.
Yeah, he like plays a guitar
okay.
and multiple instruments. And he just always used to sing when I was a kid. And
that's
like,
so cool.
Yeah. And so I just like really wanted to sing.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with it. And like, I like felt the need to perfect it.
Okay. Yeah. My dad sang all the time too when I was a kid, but I was never inspired at all. He was pretty fucking bad.
He can
do like a good Michael McDonald voice.
Yeah.
For whatever that's worth, but and then past that, it's like, all right, man, you're a fireman, and I know that's probably much all you're going to be. You can play a little bit of guitar too, but yeah, that's really cool to have like a musical family. You know,
it is.
I'm kind of envious
like
about that.
Yeah, it's such a blessing, honestly. And I feel like, honestly, when I was a kid, I thought that everyone's dad played guitar.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, I think everyone's dad plays a little guitar.
Right.
Right. You know, like there's a certain point in time, if you were alive in the 70s or whatever, 80s, you probably picked up an acoustic and tried to learn some chords, you know?
Yeah, good point.
And that's like the OG, like, pulling bitches method, you know? Like, you have to have so
You're
much
right.
more now, of course. You
You're
can't just,
so right.
But damn, if you could sing and play guitar and display a talent, like, that was pretty much. Oh, okay. Well, my interest has peaked. Not everybody. I'm sure there's people who didn't give a fuck, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're
there's
so
not
right.
that many ways to impress people fucking 30 years ago, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. You're fucking right.
That's you don't so have
right.
a fucking 100,000 followers. You could just play guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah, or sing. Yeah. And
luckily,
so
we have new ways to stunt out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, now, I mean, I wouldn't want it any other way as far as exposure goes. You know what I mean? Like, anyone can be, you know, exposed if they have the right amount of money or fan base or whatever. Right. You can build however fucking you want rather than having to tour constantly and writing down like literal email, AOL emails, you know?
Yeah.
It is easier with social media now.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a necessary evil, you know? Like, I really wish that I didn't need social media for my artistry to get pushed forward quicker. You know? It's fucking distracting.
Oh,
you know?
Hell yeah. It's a huge distraction, I feel.
Yeah. And yeah, there's just so many opinions flying around on there. It's just like, I just want to just hang out, man, and just fucking be cool. You want to come smoke some weed? I'll write some jokes. I want to do an open mic. You know, people just out here fucking wilding, dude. So, you know, it's got its good and bad, just like mostly everything else, you know. And I apologize for this volume fluctuating. I'm not using the normal mic I'm using. And I also don't have a mic stand today. So I keep adjusting the volume thinking I need to turn it up. But then it keeps getting like a little lower and a little louder. So sorry, guys.
We like variations.
Yeah, okay. You know, it's fine. It's fine. It's what is it called? Vocal fluctuation.
Yeah.
It's a talent.
Like
it's a talent. Don't worry about it, guys. So you've been singing since 5 years old. You've been wanting to know you performed at that point. When was the first time you actually performed? Was it like at a birthday party for your family or was it like a karaoke deal? Like, when was the first time you sang like in front of a crowd?
I think like a big crowd. I don't know. I was like singing chorus a little bit in elementary.
Okay.
And I remember that like I got like a solo or something and sang it at like a assembly or something like that. You know, little things like that since I was a kid. And then I was just always doing little things like that, I feel like. But then I started doing like karaoke contests.
There
at,
we
like,
go.
At like swap meets. And this one time, this one time, I literally won like $400. Just a little.
That's fucking lit.
No, it was awesome. Yeah. $400 when you like win a contest, that's pretty much all ages.
Yeah.
And I was so stoked.
And what age was that? Still pretty young?
I think it was 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where did you grow up here?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
about
born
to say
raised.
That only makes sense here or New Mexico or Southern California, you know?
Right.
Fucking karaoke contest at a swap meet. I met the London Gold lady at a swap meet one time.
Yeah. Okay, yo, I met Tammy Faye at
They're out there, bro. They're fucking chilling at swap meet. It's fucking big chilling.
It's so funny.
London Gold. She did that like every 15 minutes, dude. She would sing like 3 songs and she's like, "Hey guys, I'm so and so." Is that her name?
No,
that's
I don't
a completely
think so.
Different person,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
She's like the girl that I met or lady that I met was like an old country singer. She actually passed away, but yeah.
Rip.
So funny.
Yeah, dude, it was with the swap meet and this like she was old, dude. She was singing and she was good, you know, and it was like not an issue, but like every single 10, 15 minutes or 3 songs, she'd stop and say, "Hey, I'm so and so." And like that was just her. She was hanging on. You may have heard my voice on the radio. I'm the London Gold gal. I'm like, okay, London Gold, it's the best. I'm like, all right.
That's great.
Thank you for gracing our presence. That swap meet sucked dick, though, dude.
Wait, where
it was in Buckeye.
Yo, I'm talking. That's the same one. That's the same one. It's the same.
Hell yeah. Like half the misters work. You know what I mean? It's open all year round. It's a fuck fest out there.
I don't think
it's a great
anymore,
one. No, it's not. It's for sure not. But that was a great swap meet to just go and kill some time at if you lived West Valley. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you grew up in West Valley then, I assume.
For a little while, yeah.
Okay.
In Avondale.
Yep.
And
shout
then
out.
And then in Buckeye. Like my grandma still lives in Buckeye. So I'm like out there often.
Yeah. I went from Avondale to Goodyear. So pretty much had it the same. Yeah, I went to Avondale Middle School, and I was like, I almost went to Agua Fria, but they built on Desert Edge. Sorry, no local references.
Yo, so you know, okay, so I grew
up. The high school.
I grew up in, okay, so that little like trailer park right across the street from Agua Fria.
Yep.
I grew up, I lived there for like a long time.
Dude.
Like a long time.
You're already a success story, dude. You made it out the trailer park. That's all that matters. You know what I mean? Whatever you do now is just a bonus. You know? Yeah. Most of my family on my dad's side lived in the same trailer park for a very long time. Like, we didn't live there, but, you know, my grandma was essentially my babysitter a lot, mm-hmm. my cousins and stuff. And so, trailer park's a crazy place, dude. It's like a.
I just remember, like, riding around on my little Razor scooter with my friends. and playing Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Hell yeah, dude. I was skateboarding heavy at that time when I was like 7, 8, 9.
Right.
And we would just skateboard, and like the older dudes would try to ride my board and eat shit. You know, they're all fucked up. I didn't know though either. Like, I had no idea that all these dudes that were around were just coming buying drugs from my grandma, you know, and they were just like, oh, let me see your skateboard, man. I was like, yeah. Yay, yeah. It's like, my grandma was the fucking plug in that trailer park, dude.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah, and yeah. I thought the pool was so sick. And I just like, sometimes I would, this is maybe when I was 16, 17, when I just got my license and shit. I went and drove through the trailer park just for like nostalgic purposes. She had passed away and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is where I spent all that time. Like, this is a shithole.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe that I thought that that was like so cool and like, oh my God.
The pool and the clubhouse and shit.
Jesus.
Yo, same.
Fucking hella off green color. And literally. It's like, you could smell the chlorine from the entrance. Like, oh, dude. I was like, wow, man, this was, what a fucking reality check.
That is so funny.
Whew. So I'm glad that we can relate on a white trash level.
Yeah, that's so weird. That's so, love it.
It's not, yeah, did you, what did you expect? Look at me, you know what I mean? Did you really think I didn't have a little bit of history from a trailer park, dude? I know you guys can't see me, but I am wearing a very faded Leafly hat with a Hawaiian shirt I got from Walmart, factually. Pretty fresh, though. For what it is,
yeah,
you know,
I like those colors.
And I'm wearing camo pants and non-matching Air Maxes, so I look like a fucking disaster. But I performed in this outfit last night, and I woke up in this outfit, and I was like, whatever, you know. Sometimes it's whatever. Just like, I didn't sweat or anything last night. I didn't do anything active, man. I'm good. Right. Fell asleep on the couch, fucking woke up feeling great.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Can I tell you a sad story?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to the dispensary, a dispensary I normally don't go to. I will not drop a name because people that work there are fucking fantastic. And they have fantastic weed. But they had this special. It was $40 for a half ounce, which is like already perking my ears, right? Mm-hmm. But then it was $50 for the full ounce. And I was like, whoa, that's a fucking deal. But they were in bags, zipped, like they were airtight bags that you couldn't see through. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like whatever. And I was like, what is this? And they said it's all of their indica, just all like not the shake. There's a lot of shake, but there's like, you know, runoff nugs and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And so I bought it, and it was so fucking shitty. It was so bad that I went and bought another half ounce this morning, and I have to take that $50 loss, you know, and that hurts really bad in life right now.
Yeah.
But I can't even smoke those in blunts. Like, it's so terrible. And that was the saddest thing that's happened to me in quite a while.
Damn. Yeah.
Sorry to put that on you, you know?
No, it's okay.
But I feel like I need to talk about it.
I'm holding space for you.
Thanks.
It's okay. Like, that. It comes and it goes.
It just sucks, man.
It comes and it goes.
Smoking bad weed fucking honestly sucks through and through.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't be like, ayo, like, you... You sold me some bunk ass.
No, no return. What the fuck am I gonna say? Yeah, dude, you bought the ounce for $50, dude. Yeah. What the fuck did you think you're gonna get? And I should have known. And it's funny because yesterday I was ready to buy a half ounce for like $50 or $60 to treat myself day, and I was like, oh shit, you know, I'm a bargaining man.
Yes.
And I couldn't help myself, and I paid it. I paid for it hard. And so like everyone that's coming through, I'm like, hey, you want a half ounce for $25? And they're like, nah, son. When they see it, they're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
That's so funny.
I have to take it, man. I might just like break it down and make some butter or something, you know, make some edibles.
Use it.
It's good
something.
Weed if it wasn't dry and crumbly and just shit. 3.2 grams of stems I pulled out of that bag.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Out of 56 grams, not so bad, but still, they got me, Ashlyn. Yeah, I'm pretty upset. What's a upsetting thing that happened to you recently? Let's switch gears real quick.
Oh my God.
I want to hear about your failures real quick or your shortcomings.
Dang. I don't even know. I've been.
That's a good sign, dude. You're too busy winning, bitch. Taking no L's. I can't even remember the last time I was like disappointed.
I don't know. I mean, like.
DMs.
No,
that's disappointing.
That's
a disappointing moment pretty continuously, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like. To be honest, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I do have, like, little things that happen throughout the day, annoyances or whatever the fuck they're called.
Pet peeves.
Yeah.
Explain. I want to hear them. What are some things that just set you off? It's just
like, I don't know. People trigger me. I can't like, okay. You know what? We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this.
Open up, dude.
So, today it's just like, you know, people, you know, text me or whatever. They're like, hey, like, come over, blah, blah, blah. Let's say I'm going to be honest, a guy.
Yeah. You don't got to name names. Just be real.
Guy.
Yep.
Invites me to come over. They're like, I tell them, hey, I have to be somewhere at 2:00.
Yes.
I don't have time. Like, I can't go. Like, that's in like 30 minutes. Why would you ask to hang out with me?
You can't even be sorry for saying no at this
point. It's like, yeah, exactly. And it's just like, you know what? Like, respect my time. Yes. Respect me. And that shit's just like it's just so annoying when people feel entitled to your time. And then you're just like, yo. But it feels good. And honestly, it feels good because, like, I mean, I get triggered, but I get to the point where I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like, you need to fucking know your place. Mm-hmm. Like, don't try. Like, you don't know. I could be doing something hella productive for me.
Or you could,
at 2:00.
Or you could just ask and say, hey, come over and hang out. Or like, hey, whatever. Like, just be like, hey, are you busy? Like, yeah, I am. Oh, okay, well, hey, you know, hit me up afterwards. Like, see what's up.
Right.
Disaster communication. Averted.
Yeah, right? it's such a communication issue, too. But it's also, like, just, like, a selfishness. I feel like people, like, they just have this entitlement.
Yep.
Especially when you give them a little, or you know what I mean? Like, when you, like, you just give them an inch and then they want to take, like, a fucking bunch. And I'm just
said,
like,
get a snack, motherfucker, not eat
you
dinner.
You need to...
Off the brakes. Yeah, man. I'm lucky enough to really not even know anybody like that in my life, I think. I don't think anyone's out here fucking wild, but it's so crazy how often.
Same.
How often, not like this guy specifically, but people who really fuck with you that are just like disrespectful, how often it happens to people. Like, I love the fucking posting DMs. Like, not you specifically, but so many of my friends on Twitter, dude, will, like, post DM conversations and not block out their name, tag them, everything. I'm like, dude, hell yeah. You got to correct these fucking dudes. Because, like, I don't know because I can't relate, dude. I don't know where it goes wrong that's like, this is fine.
Right.
You know? Like, nah, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
It's an entitlement thing.
That's
crazy.
Like, Kyle.
Back up.
Are you familiar with the new phrase, Kyle?
Mm-mm.
Kyle is the conglomerate of the
white dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, got you.
Yeah. You're fat anyways, bitch. Punching holes in walls, wearing DC still.
Drinks monsters.
Oh, my God.
Bangs.
Here's Kyle.
No, he drinks Bangs.
Here's Kyle. Cookie Monster, flat bill hat. Okay. Goatee or soul patch only. Nothing else. Not a mustache. Not a beard. Probably like a used to fit into a medium shirt that's like a neutral color. Or maybe it's got like, you know, maybe he's a famous Stars and Straps guy. I don't know. I don't know what kind of Kyle we're talking about. There's subdivisions of Kyle's.
There really is.
There really is. And then he's 100% wearing cargo shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
Or extra padded DC shoes or something of the sorts. That is my Kyle. I would have an anxiety attack if I saw that guy in public. I'd say something. I'd be like, hey, man, you are letting everyone down. Without even meeting them, you know? I'm trying to let people be themselves, but some people just need to hear a little something, right?
Yeah. No, that's so on point, though. Like you said, there is really subdivisions, though. That was so...
There's subdivisions of Kyle's. There's subgenres, if you would.
Right.
Kyle comes in many forms, but is recognizable. No matter. He's like an animorph, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great.
So describe your Kyle. What's your Kyle look like?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what is your disaster? What is your visual disaster?
Oh, my gosh. My Kyle has, like the Mr. Nice Guy complex, like, the nice guy complex. Okay. And he's, like, visually, he's...
Yeah, let's keep it visual.
He's let's see. I don't know. I want to say he's, like, a white boy, and he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, wearing those, like, khaki.
What kind of hairstyle?
I don't know, like a, I don't even know, just what is it, the fucking...
Yeah, the gentleman's cut?
Yeah, the dapper type.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he's just wearing, like, some type of preppy bullshit, I don't know.
He's like...
Maybe he looks like...
Is he in shape? Is he almost in shape? Where is he at? Is he just loose? What kind of Kyle are we talking about? You know what I mean?
He's like, I want to say he's like a fucking, he looks like he goes to raves, but he also goes to the golf course.
Right. Like raving is the only workout he does.
Right.
But it kind of, okay.
Right.
Any color shirt in mind?
Salmon.
Yeah, me too, dude. Me fucking too. Yes. It wasn't even pink. It was salmon. You know what I mean? Oh, someone said, someone called salmon. What the fuck? I had to run up on them one time at work, dude. Someone called a magenta shirt salmon, and I fucking rose up on that motherfucker, dude.
Oh my God.
I was like, it's not even the same fucking color wheel, dog. Like, the fuck are you doing?
It's really not.
Anyways, okay, salmon, someone, preppy shirt, collared, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yep.
Probably, you know, when he's he goes to the raves, he wears like those like bro tanks and like the fucking glasses
The diffusion glasses.
Yeah, or like the Kanye West ones, the like
okay.
Those ones.
like the shades, the window shades.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then he wears like a fucking like a bandana of some sort.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you're really describing someone I know right now, and I'm
right.
It's great. Okay, so what is Kyle wearing? Pants and shoes, shorts and shoes. What is he doing?
Yeah, he's probably wearing like some like I want to say he's wearing, I don't want to say cargo pants, but man, he's probably wearing cargo pants.
Yeah.
And then he's probably wearing like some type of Chucks or some shit, or like some really basic like whatever.
yeah. Some like well, I got these at Target because I don't want to get them. I don't want to ruin my good shoes.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. No, that's pretty on point. I'm sure that's someone's Kyle too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? the only name that makes sense for those guys. You know what
awesome.
I mean? Kyle's a perfect name. But okay, so yeah, thank you for shitting on people with me. That was fun. I love doing that. I don't like shitting on people I know, but I like, you know, thinking of someone. I'm going to explain something to you right now, and I hope he hears it. He won't, but if he does, I'm happy he does. when I was at work, I worked, and this is beyond Kyle, all right? This is just something that should never happen ever. And I heard him coming, flip-flops, chonklas, if you would.
Right, yes.
And that is a trigger for me anyways. Like, the flip-flop shit, I'm like, dude, buy some fucking flats. If you're, don't open-toe shoot anything out here. If they're flopping, I have a problem with it in the workplace, okay? So I turn around, and here's exactly what I see head to toe. Cornrows, white skin, yep, goatee.
Oh, my God.
Tank top indoors, a gray and black and other gray striped tank top. Cargo shorts, a fucking Ninja Turtle shell backpack, and fucking flip-flops, and he had tribal tattoos on both arms.
Wow.
That was the most triggered I've ever been by a human being, and I laughed out
loud.
With
the tribal tattoos as a cherry.
And he's racist, dude, like confirmed racist.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about overcompensation?
Kyles are always, like, either blatantly racist or, like, passively
way
racist.
Overcompensating, and he is a rapper.
Do
you mind if I like put his YouTube in the
yeah.
in the description? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. So if you guys want to know who I'm talking about, click the link in the description. But make sure you go to Ashlyn's stuff first. You know, make sure you follow her on Spotify. Is your single for purchase on iTunes?
Okay. It is.
Purchase it's a fucking $1.49 at most. Don't be a cuck and just get it. Support local artistry, all right? But yeah, definitely click on his YouTube link and have a great time. Send it to a couple of podcasts if you want them to make fun of him. It's going to be great. yeah, so I am going to light this organic green cigarillo here. I can't talk about it because I don't think you don't have your card, huh?
I don't.
Well, it's organic green cigarillo. It is then. shout out to this one place for giving me better stuff than I had previously. So, all right, Ashlyn, you released Ego, which I'm not even blowing smoke, dude. I bump that pretty regularly. It's very, what you were describing, like the atmospheric thing, like that's all I could think about. Like, you're describing the song you just released. Remember the conversation we're having?
Yeah.
So like that's not EDM per se, but it's mm-hmm. in the same fucking like atmospheric genre you were kind of describing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very impressive.
Thank you.
Why did you like work on that song for a long time? Or like, what is your writing process for songs or like that song in specific?
So that song is actually quite old. It was 2 years old, like, from the time that I, like, released it. So
damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And crazy thing is that it actually started as, like, a completely live track. And it was, yeah, that's all it was. It was guitar, live drums, and like a little bit of piano.
Okay.
And it was like a very like dramatic sounding type
sure.
song. But I ended up ditching that version of it and recreating it with my homie Jacob.
Okay.
And yeah, and like I felt like he just kind of like hit it on the nail with the, you know, and I've never really, like, before that I wasn't really working with too many producers that had like kind of that type of sound or
right.
approach.
It's very big. So, it's a very big right. sound, and you really nailed it. I mean, I don't know if that was what you were exactly going
yeah.
for, but that was it sounds mm-hmm. very good. And you hear a lot of like songs that try to be like you know, when I mean like big, it just sounds like there's, like, I don't know, I don't want to be like cheesy, but it sounds like it's just, you're in a giant fucking room and the sounds are all like coming in perfectly and it's just like a big song. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's very like reverberated
right.
and there's a whole bunch of perfect echoes and it's just, oh, it's a great song. That's
thank
my
you.
Vibe anyways, dude. And like,
yeah, thank you.
I've only seen you perform a couple times, but it didn't sound like that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but when you hear it with like the headphones on and you're like maybe on some drugs or something, it's like, whoa, this sounds sick.
No, yeah. I love listening to it when I'm high, when I haven't heard it in a while. It's
yeah.
funny. I'm
okay. So
like,
You enjoy your own music.
Yeah, I do.
That's cool. That's
sometimes
a blessing.
I don't know. It's like it's cool, but like, you know, this particular song though too, I don't even really listen to often because
okay.
I heard it so many times trying
okay.
to get it perfect. I like, man, you can even yeah. It was like
yeah, 2 years
it took
old.
It took a long time yeah. for me to like really like be comfortable with, you know, just releasing it. And I wanted bigger plans for it, but I was like, you know what? I just need to get this out.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just going to accept it. This is like, to me, this is finally good enough to share. So,
and that's
yeah.
good that you felt that it was good enough rather than, well, this is all we can do. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's pretty hard for an artist to be happy with something they've created or put together.
Yeah.
You know, even like, you know, just like in comedy, like I write a 5-minute set and sometimes 3 of that 5 minutes is not funny. And
mm-hmm.
I have to go
right.
back and either try to work on the 3 minutes that's not funny or replace it with something better. And now over the past year, I've like finally have like maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm happy with it. But it
mm-hmm.
took a year, probably over hundreds of times on stage, seeing what's funny and what's not, to like get it and going through a whole bunch of like, fuck, you know, like, why doesn't this fucking work? And just finally getting like, oh, yeah, okay. And now I can feel confident. And I'm sure you can too. Performing the song anywhere, you're good. And me
yeah.
performing my, you know, 5 to 10 minute set anywhere, I feel good. Like, it should work. And
yeah.
so it's a very accomplishing feeling as someone who's their own worst critic to feel that way.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's very rare, dude. And I, can't hold on to it, but sometimes it feels, I get reminded, I'm like, okay, like I am making progress. Like, this is fine, man.
Yeah. yeah.
And so you release this, and now is it a single or is it a single from an upcoming album?
So it is a single.
Okay.
Man, it's crazy because I mean, I have a lot of different type of sounds and like just, you know, ideas for myself as far as like, you know, I don't like to conform to one genre
yeah.
and I like to experiment. And so I have an upcoming project that's basically it's finished, but you know, it's all for me, it's just all about like right time, finishing touches,
sure.
blah blah blah. But it's a very like minimal kind of dreamy,
yes,
like you said, like kind of big
yeah.
sounding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So like I'm
this is what you're into right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And that stuff I've actually been excited to share for a while. But like I said, just finishing touches, all that good stuff.
Right.
I think that it's gonna be kind of like more for like it's gonna be kind of more of a niche sound, I think.
That's fine.
But yeah, I'm so excited for because
yeah.
It's actually my friend Oscar
okay.
Oscar Beige who produced it my two tracks that I'll be releasing.
Same guy that did Ego?
A different producer.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, actually, like, really good friend of mine, and he really gets, like, the sound that I like, and he really gets the experimental part of it, and, like, just the dancey part of it, too, like, to where it makes you kind of, you know, want to move.
Yeah.
And the lyrics, I think, are very playful and, cool. like, kind of, like, boss and kind of a little more edgy than I'm used to. So
fuck it.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. And those songs are usually the more quotable ones, you know what I mean?
Right.
it'll be a good one. And I did hear parts of what you're doing with Guyver too. The boom bap the song.
Right.
But they got all super 90s feel.
Yeah.
So
no,
fucking
def.
Tight, dude.
Yeah, that's like that man, I just like started writing to a tribe beat when I started coming up with that, and that was like my first time ever giving, like, I would say, like, rap a chance, I guess, or like rapping,
right? But, right,
and I realized I was like, wow, like, I really like, I love to write, but I didn't know that I could like rap, I guess you could say, or like, or play, or like, you know, use that, like, express myself like that, and it felt so good, and I was just like, wow, okay, like, this is like really fun, this is a whole different type
of
energy,
yeah,
like on stage performing, right? That I'm not used to, like, emulating or being able to, like,
that's
experience
exciting.
Yeah,
that's
really,
really exciting.
It really was. But man, I've been working with another producer, and we're like, we just like get each other.
Good.
Like, we just totally get each other. Super professional dude. And we have like, I'm really excited, but after this, this upcoming project, I do have like a very new sound, and I'm already excited about that. So
okay.
I'm just like, oh, it's just
okay.
like, yeah, I'm coming from all angles.
You want to leak anything? You want to fucking give us any references? New
so,
sound, what any comparisons?
So I would say one of the singles off of that project is kind of has like a, like the sound is kind of Keisha Cole-ish.
Ooh.
But it's kind of like, it's still got like that bob to it.
Sure.
Like, you know, it's like a little more like
upbeat R&B type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think it really,
nice.
Yeah, it brings back a nice nostalgic like R&B tone.
Like soulful.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
And
kind of,
but still with the swag in it too, though. And
it's 2019 and it's Ashton Victoria. You cannot incorporate the swag. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes. No, I'm like so excited to just like really to take that and run with it, because it's a whole different sound that I'm not really used to, and I'm just like, ooh, I this is comfortable for me, like, this is like really me.
And so when you have something in the works right now with the current producer, and you have a new producer now, at what point are you going to be ready to like, all right, I'm ready to fucking do like full length shows, or are you have enough music to do that already?
Yeah, I have quite a bit of music.
Okay. But something that you're like happy to present. Is it too far from now to be?
So the upcoming project, I've actually performed one of my songs called Too Good quite a bit. And I always get like, you know, people always love it. They really like jive with it, just because it's kind of more dancey. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's got kind of like a... like, I don't know. It's just like, it makes you want
to
dance. It's got kind of like a salsa type feel, or I don't even know what I would call it, but yeah. And it's just, it feels good. And, but yeah, I've definitely had people ask me about it. So I'm really excited to just get that out and share with everyone. But there is one song that, no one has heard yet that will be on that. And it's
okay.
the dreamy one. It's
okay.
The content, like what it's about, I think is just going to be like, it's perfect for
me. You do
me
like a music video with it and stuff.
Right.
It's got to happen, right?
Yeah. We're thinking like, you know, pink champagne and pretty lights, pure cocaine and coke whites.
Yeah,
pretty
bitch.
Bitches to entertain.
Yes, bitch.
She got ass that you can't explain. Basically,
make you scratch your head.
There we go.
I don't know, man. can you explain it? No, not really.
Pretty much. But
trying
to
stimulate something in there. Well,
Yeah. So that song that's coming up is called How Could I Complain?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm very excited for, I mean, I'm just excited to like know that something's not going to suck. You know what I mean? Like when people are starting out and it's just not good, it is what it is, you know? Like you have to start from somewhere. You know, no one starts from where they want to be, and it's fun to watch the rise. It's fucking admirable. Lots of my friends started and they were terrible. Guyver. He was fucking terrible, dude.
Really?
And he tried to sound like Mac Miller or Wiz Khalifa, like, and then that was just, but he was learning cadence, he was learning a whole bunch of stuff. He didn't know who the fuck he wanted to be yet, but now he's Guyver and it's like, "Oh, yeah, see?" I could never fucking convince someone that MC Millions, which was his first name.
Oh, shit. That's so funny.
That MC Millions would be Guyver, you know?
Yeah.
And that was really cool to watch. But it's just good knowing now that Guyver's not going to release shitty music. You're not going to release shitty music. There's a whole bunch of people who have already, like, okay, they're now developed artists that you can count on, essentially. So it's just nice, you know what I mean?
Right.
I like seeing the climb, but the climb's hard to watch sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even comedy especially. Oh, wow. Comedy's a hard one.
I can imagine.
Comedy's a hard one.
A whole new like market, honestly, or like audience even, like that's, I don't even know how I would come at that if I was a comedian.
It's strange, but more specifically it's just you know, I'm not like an excellent comedian by any means, but there are some people that come out and do it for the first time and it's just like, whoa, what did you think you were going to do here? That was like, I was like, what the fuck was that? And I'm just grateful to not be starting there. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't even fucking wrap my head around, like, dude, you thought that you were going to come to a comedy open mic and say those things and that was going to be like your start, and they don't never see him again. Some people do, though, that they are really bad and they just keep going and they're fucking sick now, or like, you know, even in this last year I've been doing it and been observing people progress as long as they keep doing it. But I've seen some people, first timers, or, you know, just like, oh my God, very grateful to have at least some organic prowess in this little niche, you know, like,
and but, it's you, but like, I think you like come at it, like you have the, like how I would say someone has the ear for music.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I appreciate that.
You have to like, you have to like have like, and you have to have that, like you have to have that discretion or whatever, like that ability to just know.
Yeah.
And some people don't have that, but then they have to learn.
Yeah. And but here's the thing. It's cool, too, is comedy now isn't only like, well, I was da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, that shit works if it's funny. That's great joke writing, and I'm envious of people who can write jokes like that. But I literally just write down my thoughts and my experiences and count on that. Mm-hmm. Being funny enough to mold into like a joke or whatever. And I'm just lucky that all I've been doing my whole life is talking and doing crazy shit or just saying yes to experiences because, like, for the stories or whatever, right?
Right.
And now it's benefiting me because, like, that those things are funny in general. But, you know, if you package it in a way that people can relate to or not be so whatever about, people are fucking crazy right now. Someone came up to me after my show last night. I did a Trump joke at the end of my set because the audience was just a little whack at the end. And I was like, you guys mind if I leave on a quick political joke, you know? And no one said shit. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do it anyways. And I said, hey, how do you stop Donald Trump from drowning? And I was like, you don't. Fuck that guy. And I was like, all right, I'm going to come. Thank you. And they played the music and I went off. And then after the show, some guy was like waiting on for the bathroom. I was like, hey, man, thanks for coming out and being a good audience member. Because I picked on him a little bit in the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man. He goes, hey, dude, just a word of advice, man. He goes, I wouldn't do the Trump joke anymore. I'm like,
oh, my
God. I smiled at him. He's like, yeah, you just, you know, probably should just avoid the political stuff. And I was like, nah.
Right, that's so funny.
I was like, no. I was like, but, you know, I'm glad you came out and had a good time. You have a good time? He's like, yeah, man. He was like, okay, cool, dude. And I just went about it. I was like, dude, shut the fuck up, man. Like, oh, my God.
Legendary. That's so funny.
And it's just, dude, it's not even the fucking top 75% of Trump jokes I've heard that should be offending people.
Right.
That's just a quick, huh?
Yeah. You know,
like, yeah, am I serious? Yes, it's not a joke, but it's packaged like a joke.
Right.
And some people really like that joke. But it was an all-white crowd in Scottsdale last night, Ashlyn, and
I love it.
They didn't like that joke at all.
Love it.
I did a show at an American Legion post. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Actually, do you want to do some ASMR real quick? You drinking that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everybody, hold on. Okay, silence in the room. Silence in the room. Ashlyn is going to drink her... describe the drink from Joe Bot. Shout out to Joe Bot right down the street. Lovely place. What did you get?
Oh, my gosh, so good. So my go-to latte or coffee drink is always going to be an iced soy latte with agave and cinnamon.
Fucking fire. It's amazing. I do iced soy latte strictly.
Yes.
But I had a lavender white mocha soy latte this morning from the Grand.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing. Yeah.
Okay, guys, so she's gonna drink this for you. If you're sensitive to ASMR, I don't fucking care. Here we go. Wait, I turned up my mic. It's so fucking stupid. I heard my fucking mustache on the mic and I was like, oh shit. Okay, hold on. You ready for one more drink, dude?
Yeah, but I don't spit out my nose. Okay.
Round two, here we go.
All right.
That was Ashlyn Victoria with the ASMR coffee drink. Thank you for stopping by. Wow, that was a good moment, man. Okay, I'm glad that we have... All right, you know, sometimes you try new things in the podcast, and sometimes they don't go exactly how we plan them, but hey, that's life, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I completely forgot what we're even talking about at all.
We were so... yeah, you're right. I did too.
Hold on, man. Give us a second, guys. While I'm thinking, just, again, thank you to Kova Coffee Roasters sponsoring the podcast. Please go to kovacoffee.com and use code KOVA5 for $5 off the purchase. They only work with single-source farms from all over the world, not including America, thank fucking God. You can read about the farms they come from, the people that use the farms. They've got the altitude that it's grown at, the roast date on the packaging. It's real deal, Holyfield, so quit being a fucking bitch and order some coffee. I was trying to stall, thinking about what we were talking about, and it's gone. It's gone forever. and I'm not listening to it, and then, you know, starting again.
Wait, no, we were talking about you and your performance in Scottsdale.
Yes.
That's what we were talking about, right?
About the Trump jokes and stuff.
The political joke, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but... I forgot... It's gone. Let's just say, let's just leave it.
It's all good.
And I'm not apologizing either. Moving on. all right, so this is a common question. This was a question that got brought up that actually I forced on everyone when I was in Colorado just recently. A beautiful place. Shout out to Durango, Colorado. Shout out to Jill Carlson and Wes Stein and the Four Corners Comedy Festival. Thank you guys very much. We were sitting down eating hot dogs, and I was asking everybody what their top three favorite potato chips were. And it was a very passionate conversation, and I think I'm going to incorporate that into this podcast. And you know what? If you don't eat potato chips and you're listening and you're going to be a guest soon, do not say you don't eat potato chips, because I will not respond well. Ashlyn, if you don't fuck with potato chips, you better know three and just give them to me. But I trust that you are a good person and you like potato chips. So let's go ahead and hear your top three potato chips of all time.
Okay.
Just by themselves, dude. No dip, not on a sandwich, just chilling.
Oh, man, yeah. Okay, so top, like, overall, my absolute favorite is Limon Lay's. That's my favorite. Yeah, those are fucking amazing.
Yes.
Like, honestly, I always have my Limon Lay's and my M&M's. I always get those together. I don't know. But yeah.
Sweet vinegar and salty.
Right. Yeah.
It's what the Lord intended, you know?
Mm-hmm. Then my second would probably be barbecue Lay's. I like
still
those.
Still in the Lay's family?
Yeah.
So you like a fragile potato chip. One that's nice and just it'll crumble in your mouth. No effort.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I feel it.
And then I think the last would be pizza Pringles.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a surprise, and I respect that shit heavily. Because honestly, the only pizza-flavored chip I ever fucked with on a regular basis was the Pringles.
Right.
Everyone has tried, and they've all been discontinued or just shut out, but the Pringles will prevail.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I won't. Yeah, and honestly, I don't even like Pringles really that much. But me neither. Those ones, I love pizza Pringles. I don't know.
They're so good. They're so good. That's a very good top three. That's a very good top three. My top three, I'm going to go ahead and say my real top three right now, but since this will be a recurring segment, surely, because I'm the fucking host and what I say goes, I'll probably let you guys know. I'll do top three right now, and then I won't repeat them. But trust me, I like enough chips to go on for quite a few episodes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Top three right now, though, man. Top number one for me of all time ever in the world is Kettle Brand apple cider and vinegar. Dude.
Oh, no. I gotta try it.
It's a limited release, and I just tried them for the first time last week, and it went immediately to the top.
You said apple cider.
Are you a fan of salt and vinegar chips?
Wait, no, not really. Okay. But I love the lemon lays are still very, like, sour. So true. I do like the sour.
But the vinegar taste is an acquired one. Right. A lot of people don't like the vinegar taste. But this I've had balsamic vinegar and salt. And that was fire.
I like balsamic.
Yeah. That was private selection, though. All right. But Kettle Brand released a limited batch, dude. Apple cider vinegar and salt chips, and I'm telling you, if you are a fan of salt and vinegar, this is the top of the mountain right here.
Okay,
top of the mountain.
I think I'll have to give them a try.
Yeah,
I'll have
just to give them a try. It's a $2 mistake at best. Right, you know, fuck it.
Not a $50 mistake.
No, don't buy the fucking family size. Actually, Kettle Brand doesn't sell the family size because they have dignity. You know what I mean?
Right.
No diss to Lay's. Lay's is a family chip. You know what I mean?
It is, yeah.
Kettle Brand, a little artisan. You know what I mean? They get a little weird in their flavors, and I respect it.
You know what? One chip that I don't like, though. Potato chip.
Let me hear it.
It's Doritos. I don't like Doritos. Actually, okay, I lied. I really only like them in one instance. It is, like, with cottage cheese. But other than that, I think the fucking, like, the concept of the Dorito is just disgusting because it's like a tortilla chip, like covered in nacho cheese dust. Yeah, and it's like kind of like what flavor is even nacho cheese? Like, I don't know. Like, what's like the nacho cheese flavor is just like so, it's never like good to me.
All I can hear in my ears right now is cottage cheese. Like, I hear you, but I don't hear, I'm not listening, you know? Like,
you don't like cottage cheese?
We were just so good on so many levels.
Cottage cheese and Valentina mixed together.
Yeah, but why cottage? Why not sour cream, you know?
Sour cream. I've had that, but I don't know. I just like the cottage cheese.
So it's a texture that you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Fine, dude. Everyone's their own person. It doesn't make you any less of a person. I just know that I'm better than you now. But it's fine. But you'll find out something about me that you're for sure better than me, you know? But right now, yeah, man, I think you're behind on this one. Okay. But I still respect you.
Okay,
I respect your chip choice. And, you know, you disappointed me a little bit, but we're good. You know what? No, we're good.
Okay.
Give me some. Are you 90s baby? 80s? Okay. Yeah. Give me some. Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm just very passionate about food. You might know. Cottage cheese, just not a fan, you know? Just not a fan of that. And I will say, what I will say that I have eaten an entire thing of is a bag of hot Cheetos and sour cream. That is the wave.
Okay, that sounds really bomb.
Especially if you squeeze a lime in it and mix it up, put a little bit of salt, and then it's just go from there, you know?
Oh, okay, that sounds amazing.
But hot Cheetos are not my top three, though. It's just that combo is fucking A1,
like,
honestly.
What flavor is a hot Cheeto?
What do you mean?
Like what?
Like Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Yeah, but like what is the hot?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a fucking, I'm not prepared to answer that question, honestly. Just red and hot.
Right.
Probably just like a chili pepper and cayenne and I don't know. I'm going to do some research. We'll figure this out. You know what I mean? We'll figure this out. We got the internet and the ingredients are listed on the back of a bag.
Google.
Very easy to find that out. But yeah, that's a fucking fire ass combo. But no, number one right now, man, until I just overdo it, is apple cider vinegar and salt chips from Kettle Brand. Number two, Sweet Maui Onion by Poor Brothers. That is fucking A1. Poor Brothers is an Arizona company sold in your local Fry's food stores. If you'd like to support local shit, it's top. They're never on sale, so be ready to spend $4 on a bag because it's worth it. And then third, See, I'm different. I like the kettle cooked shit. I like working for my. I like that it's ultra, ultra crunchy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I mean, I get the lure of like a Lay's. You know, I like them too. I don't have a real, I don't really have
The kettle cooked ones are bomb too.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but everyone has their preferences, and I respect it. Third one. This one seems like it's pretty interchangeable lately, man. No, I'm gonna go with the fucking with the Chili Verde kettle brand again, because they just know what they're doing. Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Can't and the one I don't like, it's not a whole lot, man. I don't like regular ass corn tortilla chips with no flavoring. It's like, what the fuck are we even doing here? But I will say that, Fry's, the Kroger brand, has a chip that is just tortilla chips with lime.
Okay, I was gonna say do you like the ones from Chipotle that have like lime and then those are bomb.
Very good, but just plain like no effort, no salt, no nothing. Like nah.
I could eat them like that.
I'm good. You know, salsa with those are fine, but just by themselves with nothing.
Have you ever made your own tortilla chips? Because that's bomb.
I've made. It's hard, man. Like I try to make a tortilla chip, but it ends up coming out like with like a little, like a Tex-Mex little puffy. Okay, I can't do it, man. You know, I tried. You know, I try just ripping, you know, pieces of tortilla apart and making them into chips, but they're just not the same.
Right.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I just put, like, the tortillas in the oil, and I just...
Yeah, me too. Well, fuck. Mine just come out all fucked up.
What kind of oil are you using?
Just vegetable oil.
Okay.
Do you use
Yeah.
And flour tortillas?
Oh, not flour tortillas.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, flour, yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah, you gotta do corn tortillas.
All right.
If you, yeah, you just cut them up.
I hate myself.
Like, yeah, they're like little corn tortillas, and you just cut them up, and you put them in.
I'm so fucking dumb, dude. Because they come out like all fluffy and shit, and I always just end up putting sugar and cinnamon and nutmeg on them, and they're fire. But
yeah,
they're not
those,
tortillas.
I was gonna say, that sounds bomb.
They're not tortilla chips. Anyways,
so funny.
We learn something every day, you know? Yeah. You just heightened me, dude, so we're for sure even now.
Now I'm going to make those flour tortilla chips. I'm going to make the ones out of the flour ones. Put some powdered sugar and cinnamon on it.
Pretty fire. Pretty fire. You can't really go wrong with that. Like, sometimes I'll just wake up and make sometimes toast is the only option. So I'll just put, margarine, because I don't fuck with dairy. Because that destroys me, dude. I'm so lactose intolerant. It's fucking troubling. And I'll put, cinnamon and sugar on it. And I was like, all right, cool. This is good. Reminds me of my childhood. Mm. Toast was very popular. Butter and jelly, peanut butter and jelly, cinnamon and sugar. Those were the only options. And I was like, all right, this is breakfast. This is cool.
Yeah. Honestly, one thing that my grandma used to make when I was a kid was fucking that toast. Like, the butter... cinnamon and sugar,
yes.
And just put it in the
it's fire.
So good.
Oh,
it's
and
nostalgic, honestly.
Yeah. Did your grandma ever do any weird shit when you were sick? Do anything to make you feel better? Any kind of fucking dark magic shit? My grandma literally would say, I'm gonna make you medicine. You know, I'm like, okay. I was sick or whatever, and she would make me medicine, and she gave me this hot cup of, you know, whatever. I didn't know what it was, but it tastes pretty good. And she's like, drink all of it. And I drank all of it, and I'm like, oh, I'm better. Like, oh, you know, as a kid, like, dude, I'm better. Like,
right.
You healed me, grandma. Dude, that's she so was cute. Just heating up water and putting sugar in it. That's it.
That's so weird.
And
that's
I'm better. And I was like, dude, it never failed, man. Never failed. And my ex from a long time ago, her mom used to crack an egg in a bowl and put it on top of the refrigerator. And she'd pray and stuff. And that was supposed to make whoever in the house is sick better.
Hmm.
I was like, this is some fucking witchcraft shit, dude.
That's,
they're from
yeah.
Snyder, Texas. So you never know what goes on down there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's funny. No, honestly, I mean, I never I just learned to never go to the doctor, just drink lots of water and 7-Up. I don't know why, but always 7-Up.
Yeah, brand loyalty is everything. You know? Fuck
7-Up and crack.
Crack?
No, not crack. Crackers.
Oh. It's like, damn, your grandma hooked you up, dude. Grandma, I'm sick. All right, hold on. Let me go to the fucking. Can we go to the corner real quick?
Well, no, one time, though, actually, that reminds me. One time, when I was, like, young, I had, like, I was still a little girl. I had 2 hangnails on my big toes.
Ow, dude.
Yeah, and, like, and so they were, like, really bad. And so then my dad was like, well, shoot, all right. Like, we got to, like, get him. And so like, they're bad, though, like, to the point where it's like, nah, like, this,
your
like,
toes
I ended
all
up,
big and shit.
I had to get, like, surgery on the shit. Like, yeah. Oh my well, God. Not really surgery, but kind of like, they
yeah.
like.
It's like an excavation type shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
And so.
Did they have to, like, put needles in your toe to numb
it
and shit?
They did, yeah. And then I was, like, allergic to, like, whatever, like, numbing thing they gave me. So it was crazy.
What a disaster.
Yeah. But luckily now I will never, ever get another hangnail in my life.
Wham, bam, thank
but
you, ma'am.
This reminded me is that, like, I remember my dad, he was like, well, we, like, obviously, like, had to get it. Like, this was before we ended up, like, going to the doctor to get. Yeah. And so my mom is like, so my mom ends up handing me this drink, and I'm like, what the fuck is it? She made me, like, a fucking. Like a fucking Bailey's, like some type of alcoholic
shit.
Drink, so that my dad could like fucking try to like take my freaking hangnail out.
Oh
I was
God.
Like,
drink this, Mia.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. Why is this coffee rotten?
That's so funny. You know, yeah, it was like, it was so, yeah.
That's some fucking, that's some shit though.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, you gotta try it home first.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because honestly, when I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, shit, if my kid had a fucking hangnail or something, I would probably not want to go to the doctor and pay, like, all this money to get, you know?
I've gotten every hangnail I've had out. You know, it's not a whole bunch, but, like, right. Every one of them, I was never like, nah, man, I can't do this. But sometimes they get like that.
Right.
But it's like, I wouldn't be like, good hangnail, fuck, like... All right, man, let's go to surgery. Like, no, I was like, well, let me try first. Here, have some alcohol, little kid.
Right.
Yeah, this will help the pain.
Exactly.
Gives
was
you
the
like
approach.
A fucking belt, like, bite on this. Like, don't scream, dude. The neighbors are fucking up still.
Man, yeah, pretty much. But.
So funny, dude. Oh my God. Yeah, you know, it's so fun to kind of look back on the things that's like, that was pretty fucking extreme. We should have handled that differently. Like, as a child, like, experiencing things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, this is all my doing, really. Kind of my mom and my dad's fault. But this is, like, one of the first times I went to Disneyland, like, as a kid. Like, I could remember, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to piss so bad. And they would not fucking pull over to let, because we were close, you know? But I had to, dude, it was so bad. And I was crying. We were in the parking garage trying to fucking find a parking spot, and I was crying. I had to piss so bad it hurt, dude. I was like 9, and I was like, just let me out, I'm gonna jump over the wall real quick and take a piss, like, over this wall. And I thought it was like a wall to the other, like, parking, you know, like, whatever. And I literally get out of the fucking car, dude, and I jump, I put my foot all the way up on the wall to start going up, and on off to the side is a fucking 4-story garage fall to straight concrete. I almost fucking straight up just jumped over the ledge to my absolute sure death.
Oh,
because my fucking parents wouldn't pull the fuck over when I needed them to. And so, you know what I did? I fucking screamed and I got off. And I just fucking pissed right there, and cars are driving by. And I was just pissing all over the walls. It's like, fuck it, dude. Like, I almost died.
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah, that could have been handled extremely differently, you know? God damn. That's
so
funny.
It's
pretty funny.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I can't tell you how close I was to going over.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Well, thank God you're still here, dude.
Nah.
You're like, nah.
No, that would have been fine. You know, like, who could have stopped that? I don't know. Now I have to fucking live until my parents die, which is unsettling, because I can't disappoint them, you know?
Right. Oh, I feel that.
It's like, I can't. I feel like I can't die, dude. You know, I've been shot before. I don't know if it was an accident or not. That happened. I got into a car accident I probably should have died in. You know, like a whole bunch of stuff. It's like, yeah, I almost jumped over a wall. I was throwing up over the side of a cliff at the Grand Canyon, and I started to pass out, and I almost fell off a cliff.
Oh
and
my God.
My buddy grabbed my backpack and threw me up against the side of the mountain. And I was like, oh. So I've like almost died more than a handful of times, but it just can't happen, man. I'm very frustrated. You know what I mean? Like, come on! on. Life is cool, but everyone dies. There's no fucking mystery left in life. It's like, nah, man. Like, fucking, I want to go see Peru. Maybe. I don't know. Right. But, like, yeah, no, that's fucking, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
I'm enjoying life, but I'm not hanging on to anything. Yeah, sounds depressing, yeah. But it's not. It's just, that's how I feel. And I don't give a fuck if it's abnormal or whatever. It's fine.
No,
I have a very
yeah,
weird relationship with death. Yeah.
That's, yeah, how you, I mean, and I feel like that's means for enjoying the moment more when you...
Sometimes, yeah.
Not living out of fear or...
Sometimes, and that's for sure. And I've definitely been trying to live my life pretty much only the way I'd like to live it. And it's been going not terrible, but sometimes I do think about, like, if I live until I'm 50 or 60 years old, I better have had made it in something, because I'm not going back to, like, I will never retire from somewhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a 401k type shit. Like I can't ever do that. I'll do that off and on maybe to make money to survive, but there's no hope for me in that. I got to find a way to eventually, and I've got plenty of time to make sure I'm good when I want to stop doing shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when I think about that at this age, it's very frightening because of how uncertain everything is, you know?
Totally.
But one thing I am certain of is I will not go back to the fucking, like, corporate world of any sort.
Yeah,
in
once
hopes
you
of,
have that freedom, it's yeah, like
it's over.
Liberating. It's like
it's over.
Yeah,
yeah. And I will struggle. It's fine. Like I'm like the happiest and most anxiety ridden I've ever been. It's a fucking crazy pendulum, but it's like okay, cool. Like I'm okay for now. You know what I mean?
Right.
It feels better than waking up and saying, "Is there any way I could get out of going to work today? Like, is there any fucking way without getting completely fired or whatever?" And it's just like, I don't got to really feel that, you know?
Yeah.
It's good for now.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Preach. Yeah.
And,
honestly.
And if you think about doing that, just, you know, have your shit in order. Like, just make sure you have a way to make it, you know? I'm not thriving on any level other than maybe emotionally and creatively.
Right.
But
yeah.
How important is that, right? It's everything. As someone who wants to be creative, but I'm not out here. I went and had breakfast with Brandon this morning. Only because I got paid a little bit to do comedy last night. I haven't went and had breakfast with someone in months, dude, on
That's
my
awesome.
Own dime. But I was like, yeah, you know what, dude? Let's go fucking get some breakfast, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I shouldn't have, because that $20 could have went to something important. But the experience was worth it, you know?
Right.
So, fuck it.
No, yeah, I feel that.
Fuck it. And my settlement's coming soon from that car accident.
Hey, you already know.
It's only going to be another month. I can't sing, so, you know.
No, it's all good.
I sing and dance when I'm happy, but I can't do both very well. So I do it better than embarrassing white people.
Got it.
Not that. That was very embarrassing. Not vocally, but I have a little bit of rhythm instilled in me. You know, I know when someone's doing something inherently wrong on the dance floor.
Yeah.
It's all effort, no skill kind of deal.
Right.
Like, he's having a good time, but at what expense?
Yeah. You have to have that groove. Some people don't have the groove. No. But,
sometimes if you don't have the groove and you're okay with it, that can be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this guy doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Look at this goofy fuck. Like, I'm not really into it, but there's someone out there that'll really appreciate that and give that a go.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't, you know? We could be friends, but... I can't take you out.
You can't.
And you do that. I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck. I'm not taking anyone out anyways. I gotta avoid women altogether, to be completely honest.
There you go.
No, I'm serious, man. I've been very consciously avoiding any possibility for an expectation to exceed what I will give. You know what I mean? Any potential situation that's ever arose, I don't even know if that's a word, arisen, arose, I don't know, in the past few years has been like, okay, we're attracted to each other. Here is the fucking deal. If you feel otherwise, just let me know, dude. Completely transparent. I don't lie to anymore, man. Like, you know what I mean? Lying fucks everything up. So I'll be single forever, and that's fine. You know what I mean? I just have a lot of good friends, and I'd rather have that than experience what I experience when I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's fucking disastrous to like your creative drive.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Your individuality. It's just, everything suffers. Love is cool.
Yeah.
It's fucking tight and it's fun. It's great to have somebody, but it does also do all those other things.
Mm-hmm. Makes you comfortable.
Yeah. If it's not, you know, completely beneficial for each other, the compromise, love is compromise. Nope. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Loving is like understanding that you shouldn't have to compromise to feel some way about somebody. Right. And if you can't, then we'll move the fuck on. But don't expect someone to be someone different, right?
Right.
The fuck?
Yeah,
fuck I smoke weed all the fucking time, and sometimes I do drugs. Yeah. And you know what? If you have an actual problem with that, that's your decision. You know, I'm not doing it anymore. I can't do it.
Right.
100% me or nothing.
Leave me alone. Let Skirt. Me be me.
Because what, dude? What? Those relationships don't last. We see it all the time. I'm going to say it right now, man. And you know what? I'm sorry to the people that are in my age group that are married right now or getting married. You know, I'm not attacking you. I'm happy for anyone that finds love and does something with it. But I'm telling you right now, 20 years from now, there is not a fucking chance any one of my friends in my age group are going to still be married to the person that they are married to.
Yeah. Honestly.
Not a chance in the hell, dude. There's no fucking way. Maybe one or two out of probably hundreds. It's not going to happen. Or you can just suffer good. You can be good at suffering. Just hate your life until it's over.
It's kind of, that's honestly how it be, though. It's like, it's so like, such a huge commitment. And it's like, so even like, but love, even in different like facets, though, like when you have friendships, even like those relationships can even be like draining, or they're like, right. What the fuck? You're looking for me to overcompensate in certain ways for you. And like, or you have like, you like discussing like things that are just too, I don't know. Like, it's like,
it really just comes down to expectations are, it's just an unfair thing.
Right.
To expect things out of someone other than just be nice, maybe be open. Depending on certain ideals, I'm not open to it. I'm never changing. It's fine.
Right.
But like, yeah, just.
We all have our.
If everyone things. Could honestly be transparent, I think that a lot of all the problems would balance itself out. I think a lot of people would probably lose a lot of their friends and lose a lot of the people that they think that they're friends with for the right reasons and stuff. And I have. You know, I'm not very friends with very many people from high school still, but those are my fucking ride or dies in high school. But now it's like, you guys have kind of just did your own thing and just dropped me. And that's fine. But like, don't have to be fucking friends with you. You know what I mean? Like, if you need help, I'll come. But, you know, I just think if you just be yourself and let people fall off or come in, it's the most healthiest way you could live your life.
Right. Yeah.
That's been my TED talk. I'm sorry. I went on a rant.
No, I feel that though.
You fell?
Felt that.
This has been an hour and 7 minutes.
Oh, shit.
And I am
very
excited.
Where does the time go?
Behind us.
Right.
Yeah, these blankets. Actually, after you're gone, sometimes I just like open it up a little bit and I can go see about 5 hours in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I got a magical podcast studio, if you didn't know. I'm just high and talking now. Okay, so, Ashlyn, please remind the people where we can find you, where we can follow you, keep up with you, XYZ. I'll, of course, link all of your stuff in the description, but plug up anything you want, anything that's coming up, any shows. The floor is yours.
Sweet. Thank you. So again, my name is Ashlyn Victoria. You can follow me on Instagram at VSHLYN Victoria. And you can find me on SoundCloud. I do have a lot of older music there is what you'll find. But other than that, I got Ego on all streaming platforms. Yep. And it's Ashlyn Victoria, A-S-H-L-Y-N, Victoria.
Yes.
Follow me on Spotify. Follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter.
Buy the single, right?
Or you know what? I don't think it's just streaming. It's available for streaming. So stream it.
Do the local music scene here in Phoenix a favor and not only listen to it, follow her, yes, but add it to a playlist. Add it to a couple playlists, whatever, you know, whatever you got to do just to keep it in rotation. If you fall asleep with the music, that helps a lot. You know what I mean? Just
it is kind of a song you could fall asleep to.
No. I'm talking about just music in general. People fall asleep. I used to fall asleep to Killswitch Engage. That's how you know I had a psychological issue.
Dude. dude. Yeah. Love it.
End of
love
Heartache,
it.
Front to back. I'd fall asleep to that song, yes. to that whole album. Yeah, I was a psycho, dude. But
that's so funny. Oh my God. Man, me and you. You get cool points.
I saw Killswitch Engage in my first Warped Tour, and yes, I did cry. So I was 14, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do?
That's you know, crazy.
Was I not going to cry? And it was with Howard, too. It wasn't with Jesse.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's amazing.
I was so fucking sick. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast. I have been your host, Bubba McComb. You can follow me. Just search Bubba McComb. You know, it's a pretty easy thing to remember. Well, if you're listening to the podcast, you obviously have found me somehow. So just do whatever. Share the podcast. It really helps. And if you'd be so kind, if you guys have an extra dollar a month to spare for your boy, you can subscribe directly through the Anchor app at anchor.fm/support/hellatiredpodcast. You can have $1, $5, $10 subscription options. And that helps me a lot because I'm trying to not ever have a job again that I hate. So, yeah. Thanks, guys. I love you very much. And, this is going to come out on Wednesday. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So
Wednesday
or maybe Monday, whatever. But I have a show September 5th at This Is America at CB Live. Tickets are $15. It's in Scottsdale. I also have a show on September 3rd at Sazerac downtown. It will be filmed for TV, and it's a competition. So come out and cheer for me because I want attention. And I also have a show September 11th. Ooh, I do have a show September 11th.
Oof.
We'll talk about that. But I have a show September 14th called... can't remember, but I'll link everything in the description and just go on my website to keep up. I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening.